Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. In perhaps one of the strangest returns in history, baby Doc DeVolier, who is wanted in Haiti for crimes including murder and the theft of over $300 million of Haitian public funds, returned to his native land Sunday aboard a commercial flight. "I came to help my country," the 59-year-old former despot declared as some 2,000 of his supporters met him at the airport. But it's hard to imagine how DeVolier's appearance, which Haitian officials insist took them by surprise, could do anything more than throw Haiti into even deeper turmoil as it tries to rebuild after last year's disastrous earthquake and cholera epidemic. For those not familiar with Baby Doc's illustrious history, it is not pleasant. Jean-Claude DeVolier, nicknamed Baby Doc, was the ruler of Haiti from 1971 until his overthrow by a popular uprising in 1986. After assuming power, thousands of Haitians were killed and tortured, and hundreds of thousands of Haitians fled into exile. DeVolier faced fierce opposition due to his exploitation of the country's resources. He maintained a notoriously lavish lifestyle, including a state-sponsored $3 million wedding in 1980, and made millions from involvement in the drug trade. And also, horribly, from selling body parts from dead Haitians, while poverty among his people remained the most widespread for any country in the Americas. Among the charges, Baby Doc could be indicted on the torture and disappearances of political dissidents and other crimes committed by organizations under his control, including the Armed Forces of Haiti and the Volunteers for National Security, also known as the Tonton Macoutes. On January 18, 2011, DeVolier was formally charged with corruption and will be held before a judge in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, for trial. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.